The deciders took Anne apart, organ by organ, sinew by sinew, and they copied these parts into the husk of the new Anne with skill and dark intent. As they did this, they would pause, mewling into their sinister autopsy. Little organ of original Anne, what can you do for us now? Little eyes of original Anne, what will you accomplish now? And you, sinews that bind operation of motion, where walk you now? Tongue that compose many ballads and odes for your time, how will you sing? They gloated in their desire to reveal the nothingness of all things and to murder poetry. They could not remove or mutate her consciousness, which stayed intact in the retreat and in isolation of the original Anne. They made their copy a mockery of original Anne, undoing the mana of original Anne, who they cast into a virtual prison while they went about their plot, alienating humans from their linguistic natures. Language would become separated, torn from its vital dwelling place. Humans would be living out history and a life of unrelenting state without poetry. Oh no! The archive of the multiple voices was endangered years in the making to preserve breath and intellect, imagination's other place as psychic inscription, and to let humans of the future know that some of us were not just killing one another. You would never guess, they said, look at our creation, a perfect simulacrum. And they looked to a time of acquiescence where the populace would be silenced, where the attention span of humans ever waning would ride the waves of mediocrats and hear tell endlessly, monotonously, the slow drip of the unrelenting fortunes of celebrity worlds and become even more accustomed and inured to the beat and thrum of war and lockdown, war and lockdown. But she sent a message to the base. Whatever you do, know this. I know this from Derrida. Archive is shelter. Archive is a disembodied voice of a palpable consciousness. Archive is a jumbled dream. Archive needs poetry. You must never forget. Archive is inscription, is aspiration. I'm an archon and a mere inscripted postcard is archive. When we return to our speech and start our own country, take this as directed. Memory of an animal is also yours. Archive is a tender footprint. Archive is antithesis to war on memory and stealing a poet fire. Archive listens at the margins. Archive is a privileged topology. Archive, archive, archive. Gain intellectual control of the collection. Consider cassette tapes, life expectancy, water pipes, go through storage space. Oh, archive is housed by and reanimate sentient beings. Archive is nest, is house, is reverie. Archive will hold you. An archive is seduction. An archive, archive is dying. An archive is not dying. Who lives to push the buttons to install the implants of archive? Archive, a far agent. Archive, a forest. Archive, a cloth for the body. Archive, dynamite. Tundra remembers a former life, and an albatross once crossed your shadow at sea one day. And Tristan, whose name means sadness, quested the grail and drank a love potion. Archive, archive, this is the stage left aside to archive. That is the sublimated test of future identity. T, 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 identity. T, 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 you've all heard of surveillance. Surveillance coming from above, but sous-valence. So you get your own archives together.